So my name is Julia Glanville, and I help to organize this seminar series and this seminar in particular. We have three people today on our panel. You've already heard from Peter Maiden, who's a investigative journalist, and you're also a photographer, right? And if you pick up a copy of this, there's some links here to some of his articles on the Indie Bay website. He has a lot of them. And Misha Mangiarozeri is the mother of Ida Stelly, a young African-American man with a psychiatric diagnosis who was killed by SF police. She's founded the Ida Stelly Foundation, and the website address for that is on here, which includes a crisis line for families and loved ones. 24 hours. And she participates in many local and national events addressing police brutality issues. Leroy Moore was going to join us, but he wasn't able to. He's a disabled African-American poet and a community activist and feminist, and he's done a lot of things around crimes against people of color with disabilities, including wrongful incarceration. And there's also on this paper here, there's a link to his website. And Andrew Phelps has been an activist and practical enabler for human rights and self-determination and mental health for a long time. He recently participated in the Mind Freedom 2005 Action Conference in Washington, D.C. There's a link for that in the paper as well. He's a mathematician and teaches at San Jose Community College, and he'll be speaking with us today about Jose Rangel. There's a nice quote here from Jose, which actually comes from Peter Maiden's article on the Indie Bay site, which is called Law Enforcement and the Mentally Ill in San Jose. And the pretitle of it is A Recipe for Disaster. Okay, so this series is actually continuing through the rest of the summer, and our last one will actually be in October.